Sarvananda-madhavam Sri-Chaitanya-iswaram.
So on this auspicious day, in this holy month of Vaishakh, we're celebrating initiation ceremonies, which are the entrance, acceptance into the Guru Parampara formally. Already informally, as under shelter, they've been connected as aspiring devotees. Now they're being formally accepted into the Guru Parampara. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas. So all the devotees who are already initiated, and give your blessings to the new candidates, so they can be successful in their spiritual life. When Srila Prabhupada called us all to be present and asked us to in Mayapur and asked us to give blessings to Ghanashyam. Ghanashyam, who was going to do book distribution behind the Iron Curtain in the Soviet Union at that time. We thought, who are we to give blessings? You're there, Srila Prabhupada. The Prabhupada said that all the devotees are heard by Krishna, so that every devotee also has the power to bless. He wants the maximum blessings to go to Ghanashyam Das, so he asks everyone to give him blessings. Ghanashyam Das later became Bhakti Chitta Swami Maharaj. And he had done many wonderful services for ISKCON, for Srila Prabhupada. So, give your blessings. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari
Bol!
Hari Bol!
Prabhupada explains here, the formal initiation processes are necessary for those who are expected to reach the stage of complete liberation. But Sri Sukadeva Goswami was already in the status by the grace of his father. As a young boy, he was expected to be properly dressed, but he went about naked and was uninterested in social customs. He was neglected by the general populace, and inquisitive boys and girls surrounded him as if he were a madman. He thus appeared in the scene while traveling on the earth of his own accord. So normal process is to reach liberation. But Sukadeva Goswami, since he was already liberated, he didn't need to go through the formalities. I think everybody here still wants to be liberated. If you're already liberated, you don't need a spiritual master. Even then, Sukadeva Goswami was taught by his father, Vyasadeva, and taught by Krishna. Someone's not taking initiation, this means they think they're already liberated. In text 38, chapter 5, canto 1, Srimad Bhagavatam, explains, the transcendental form of eternal bliss and knowledge can be experienced by original spiritual senses, which can be revived by chanting of the holy mantras or transcendental sound representations. Such sound should be received from the transparent agency of the bona fide spiritual master, and the chanting may be practiced by the direction of the spiritual master. That will gradually lead us nearer to the Lord. The method of worship is recommended in the Pancharatrika system, which is both recognized and authorized. The Pancharatrika system has the most authorized codes for transcendental devotional service. Without the help of such codes, one cannot approach the Lord, certainly not by dry philosophical speculation. The Pancharatrika system is both practical and suitable for this age of quarrel. The Pancharatra is more important than the Vedanta for this modern age. So some of our devotees here are taking the second initiation, that's the Pancharatrika system. You see, it's essential if we want to approach the Lord. More or less. In the introduction of the Srimad Bhagavatam, page 13 and 14, it explains about the pastime of the deliverance of Jagai Madai. But there are a number of instructive points to be observed in this incident of the two brothers. In this Kali Yuga, practically all the people are from the quality of Jagai Madai. If they want to be delivered, relieved from the reaction of their misdeeds, they must take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after spiritual initiation, thus refrain from those things which are prohibited in the Shastra. The prohibitory rules are dealt with in the Lord's teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami. So that we get the deliverance by accepting the vows and the restrictions. We accept a spiritual master. Even Lord Krishna, he took our spiritual master. Who was Krishna's guru? Sandipani Muni at Ujjain. The disciplic succession is followed by the spiritual master. That's why we respect him as the representative of Vyasadeva. The conditioned souls are reclaimed by the Lord in two ways. One is by the process of punishment by the external energy of the Lord, and by himself as the spiritual master within and without. Within the heart of every living being, the Lord himself as a super soul or Paramatma becomes the spiritual master or Chaitya Guru. And from without, he becomes the spiritual master in the shapes of the scriptures, saints, and the initiator spiritual master. This is still more explicitly explained in the next sloka. Sadhu Shastra and Guru. So by taking initiation, you now will have an initiating spiritual master. So like this, Vyasadeva gave us the Srimad, the Shastras, so we can understand about Krishna. The lives of great saints are guides for us to follow in their footsteps. And the spiritual master clarifies things when there seems to be contradiction and gives us spiritual guidance. And this is the system. There are many devotees that are guiding us, counselors, shikshagurus, guides, spiritual authorities. We should be grateful to them because they also are very much responsible for helping us. Although we accept our Diksha Guru as a primary spiritual authority or guide, but at the same time we respect the others who are helping him, who are guiding us in how to be Krishna conscious. So in the human form of life, we're meant to go back to Godhead. We take initiation so we can get liberated. If one has a spiritual master, he's considered to be protected. If there be a sonat with a protector, if they don't have a spiritual master, then they are considered like onat, no protector. So in this way, everybody needs a spiritual protector. Once you're connected to the disciplic succession, then Prabhupada said the secret of success is to serve not only your own guru but the previous acharyas, and to do the things that they want us to do. To please them. So Prabhupada, whatever he did, he tried to do in order to please his spiritual master and the previous acharyas. We can also follow in his footsteps and try to please the Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. Taking initiation here in Balaram Desh, getting a lot of support, a lot of good association. But when you go back to your homeland, you have to also maintain you may not have as good association. Many people have different standards, different sampradayas, different ideas. But to be initiated means you accept the sadhu, shastra and guru. One time there was someone who was talking to Prabhupada and saying that in a class, giving him a lecture. You should do like this, do like that. Prabhupada said, I don't have to listen to you. You're not my guru. So, when somebody tells you conflicting things, tries to change your priorities, you don't have to listen. You don't necessarily, how you want to deal with it, that's according to your etiquette, social customs. But the ultimate thing is you have to listen to your guru, the scriptures and previous acharyas and sadhus. Not that we get bewildered because somebody says something. Many material relatives always think, why devotees, they're too religious, should wait till they're about ready to die. Just when the last breath comes, then they should chant Hare Krishna. Something like that. They don't understand that serving Krishna, Lord Chaitanya taught us, it's a great blissful activity. Satchidananda. The sense gratification on its own is really dry. But if we use all of our activities in Krishna's service, then we become happier. I hope that you can turn around your relatives and your friends and not get turned around by them. So today we have the four levels, right? Blessings for aspirants?
Yeah, four levels.
Shelter, blessings. First initiations and second initiations. No fifth stage. So the first aspiring means they're not fully ready to take shelter. They're aspiring to take shelter or Guru Asoi and initiation in the future, so they get a blessing to be accepted as aspiring disciples. Then those who are taking shelter, it's a dress rehearsal, a trial practice, just like being initiated devotee, but there are no vows, there's no offenses. I'm trying to practice the best they can. Then those who took shelter and are experienced now, they see they can do it, they see they feel blissful by practicing Krishna consciousness, then they take first initiation. And then the second initiation for those who are been initiated for some time and who are demonstrated some maturity in their devotional service, they can take the second. Prabhupada said we should be very strict for the second. Be a little lenient for the first. Didn't really check all the fine print for the second, but they seem to have done well in their tests for the most part. But they have to be more careful, they should be more strict. Because when you take second means that the reactions also come back more heavily. First initiation is like a newborn baby, Prabhupada used to say. The newborn baby makes a mess in the mother's lap, father's lap. It's not unexpected. They're going to make some mistake. But the second initiation is like a 12-year-old boy. Like this for example's sake. If he were to make a mess like that on the mother's lap, there'd be a serious problem. They're expected to act more responsibly. It's not a status symbol. It's a responsibility and opportunity to do more service. If there's anybody that you have to also chant 7 mantras 10 times, 3 times a day, that's 210 extra mantras. So in case you think that after reflecting you don't know if you can chant these extra mantras and take the extra responsibility, this is the last chance to run out from here. You walk out. Who's here for the second initiation?
This is that.
And who's here for the first? So the ones for first are also determined. Do you want to go forward? How many want to go forward? If you don't, there's also a chance to back out. I'll close my eyes, give you 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How many went? Alright, then we go forward now with all the ceremonies. Priest, everything's ready. The devotees have taken their purification mantras, chanted the Brahma Samhita, heard the 10 offenses, installed the Mangal Gata. Not installed yet. See. You can do that then while I need the achievement.